just a little rural route back in the hill. The neighbors there all know me, just as I know everyone. I've shared with them their happiness and ills. Let me tell a little story in a plain and simple way. Just a story of a mother and her lad. And perhaps I'll reach some others who from home has gone astray. So they'll stop and write a line to make her glad. It's been 20 years this winter since I last saw little Jim, when he kissed his loving mother at the door. I hope that he is listening, this story's meant for him, for in 20 years she's heard from him no more. Every day I found her waiting by the mailbox at the gate. She never showed her sorrow at his shame. She just looked sort of wistful as I watched her slowly fade, while she waited for the letter that never came. Just a little helpless woman, Jim, she loved you to the end. She never once let on you were to blame. But those 20 years alone, Jim, were too much for her to spend, while she waited for the letter that never came. Jim, your mother isn't waiting by the mailbox anymore, and if I were you, I think I'd kneel and pray. Then perhaps God will forgive you part of what you have in store when you meet your final judgment on that day.
That's Mac Wiseman from Songs of the Dear Old Days, all the way back to 1966. And this project's going to help us along with another addition, with another addition to the traditional Appalachian Music and Stories program that we do here. Try to get it in once a week. Lately, it's been a little tough for the holidays, but we're going to try to get on a regular basis with it. And proud to have songs from Mac Wiseman. We're going to do this in two parts, and I'll talk about the other entertainer, which is he left us last year, and he made so many projects that he even has a bluegrass project, and we're going to play some music off of it here in just a jiff. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to Traditional Appalachian Music and Stories on the SBB Radio Network.
From Washington to Charlottesville, then Stanton on the line, came the old Midwestern Limited, train number 5 on time. She was the Cincinnati train, the fastest on the line, through the valley of Virginia into Clifton Forge on time. The engineer at Clifton Forge, Charlie Warnick was his name, was left to sign the register and pull the speeding train. His fireman, Charlie Walty, was standing by his side, received the fast train order, then climbed in the cab to ride. Charlie to his fireman said, "Oh, Charlie, how you roam? For years I've been an engineer to ride the CNO. For many years I've had this run, just 25 in all. But when I blow for Covington, they will surely know my call." From Covington to Jerry's Run, old number 5 did roll, through the Allegheny Tunnel with a crew so brave and bold. Westbound to the Mountain State, White Sulphur Springs on time, with orders to
switch over there and take the East Main Line. I know my engine is all right, she's the West Mountain Time, 137, she'll put us there on time. Said Charlie to his fireman, we're running way behind, but when I blow the Big Bend Tunnel, I mean to be on time. Just 4 miles further down the line, he hit a broken rail. No more to pull old number five, no more to pull the mail. His engine did not overturn, but a steam pipe broke in two. 200 pounds of pressure hit poor Charlie, brave and true. Until the brakes are set on time, life's throttle belts are down. Someday he'll pilot in the groove, then wear the master's crown. With a clear block into heaven's gate, he'll pull his mighty train. And there in God's own roundhouse, he will register his name. Very far away lived a rich and aged man whose hair was turning gray. He had three sons, his only ones, Jack and Tom were sly. While Ted was honest as could be, he would not tell a lie. They tried their best to ruin Ted in the old man's eyes. Their poison soon began its work till Ted was much despised. One night the old man said, be gone, you're heartless to the core. These are the words the lad then said as he stood by the door. Don't be angry with me, Dad, don't drive me from your door. I know that I've been wayward, but I won't be anymore. Give me just another chance, put me to the test. You'll find the black sheep loves his dad far better than the rest. Year by year sped swiftly by, the father had grown old. Called Jack and Tom to him and said, I give you all my gold. I only need this little room, a place at your fireside. One night on Jack's returning home, he brought with him a bride. Jack's wife began to hate his dad more and more each day. One night he heard the three declare, the old fool's in our way. They all agreed to send him to the poorhouse that was near. Then like a flash, the black sheep's words came ringing in his ear. Don't be angry with me, Dad, don't turn me from your door. I know that I've been wayward, but I won't be anymore. Give me just another chance, put me to the test. You'll find the black sheep loves his dad far better than the rest. A wagon drove up to the door. It was the poorhouse man. The brothers pointed to their dad and said, there is your man. Just then a manly form appeared and stepped out of the crowd. Don't take my dad, the stranger said, this will not be allowed. You took away his property and all that he could say. You even sold the little plot that marked your mother's grave. I'm still his son, but not your kin, from now till judgment day. The father clasped the black sheep's hand, the crowd then heard him say, with me, son, I turned you from my door. I know that I've was foolish. I've repented o'er and o'er. I wish that I had given you the gold you stood the test. I found the black sheep loves his dead for better than the rest. In olden times there was a river. Place called Haunted Falls. On the waters of this river sailed many a light canoe, and the stream it danced about them when the summer skies were blue. On its banks there lived a white man with his wife children three, and their shouts of pain and sorrow echoed with their shouts of glee to the little town the father, for the mail one day had gone, left his wife and loving babies for one quiet hour alone. The sound of tramping horses. Then the mother turned and cried, just in time to draw the door bolt when four Indians rode inside. Then she quickly kissed her children. Prepared herself to die. With one cruel push the captain flung the bolt from off the door, grabbed her by her long brown tresses, dragged her to the river's shore. There they sang and danced about her, hideous cry. Threw her on the rocks beneath them, then in agony she died. Was revenge that they had wanted? Was revenge they had found when they burned those weeping babies with the dwelling to the ground? Wander round the place where the dwelling stood, and the people of that village call that place the Haunted Wood. My
toys but mother. Put my little shoes away. Them to me with a lot of other things, and I think he brought an angel with a pair of golden wings. Soon the baby will be larger, then they'll fit his little feet. Mother, as he walks along the street, you will do this, won't you, mother? Please remember what I say. Give them all my toys, but mother, put my little shoes away.
Songs of the Dear Old Days from Mac Wiseman. Dates all the way back to 1966. Sure had a different style of music back then, huh? In a lot of different ways. But the vocals cannot be beat. Mac Wiseman was just a genius when it came to utilizing his vocal cords. And I think everybody realized that he's going to be a great singer. And definitely ended up proving to be a wonderful, wonderful artist. We're going to continue on just a little bit farther with this project. Songs of the Dear Old Days from Mac Wiseman.
I was standing by the window yesterday morning, without a thought of worry or of care, when I saw the postman coming up the pathway with such a happy face and jolly air. He rang the bell and whistled while he waited, then he said, "Good morning to you, Jack." But he little knew the sorrow that he brought me when he handed me a letter etched in black. From him I broke the seal, and this is what it said: "Come home, my boy, your dear old father wants you. Come home, my boy, your dear old mother's dead. The last words your mother ever wrote, my boy, I want him to come back. My eyes are blurred, my poor old heart is aching, while I'm writing you this letter etched in black." Oh, yesterday morning, saying, come home, my boy, your poor old mother's dead. Forget those angry words that were spoken. You know I did not mean them, don't you, Jack? May the angels bear me witness, I am asking in this letter etched in black. It was on last Christmas evening, the snow was on the ground at his home in North Carolina. The murderer, he was found. His name was Charlie Lawson. He had a loving wife. They never what caused him to take his family's life. They say he killed his wife at first, and the little ones did cry. Please, Papa, won't you spare our lives? We are too young to die. But the could not be stopped. He would not heed their calls. He kept on firing fatal shots until he killed them all. And home, I'll see you all no more. But when we meet again up there, my troubles will be o'er. They did not carry him to jail, no lawyer would he pay. They will have his trial in another land on a final judgment day. They all were buried in a crowded grave while the angels watched from above. Come home, my little ones, to the land of peace and love.
And then her story told. My father, he's in prison. He's lost his sight, they say. I'm going for his pardon. This cold December December day, my mother's daily sewing to try to earn our bread, while my poor dear old blind father is in prison almost dead. My brother and my sister would both be very glad if I could only bring back my poor dear old blind dad. Not mine. His shaking rough hands of ivy, the teardrops from his eyes. He said, God bless you, little one. Just stay right where you are. You'll never need a ticket this
car. There's a faded old sunbonnet on a peg behind the door, the one my sainted mother used to wear, till one day she hung it up, ne'er to take it down no more, and since that day we've left it hanging there. I still can see her toiling around when she was filled with sorrow and despair. She'd pull that old sunbonnet down low upon her face to hide from us the worry written there. Oh, God be good to Mother, wherever she may be. Her just the same sweet smiling angel she always seemed to be, in that faded old sunbonnet she used to wear. God gave sunbonnet mothers a special kind of love to help them with their burdens and their cares, and I hope he has a special place prepared for them above. They ought to get the best of it somewhere. Oh, God be good to Mother, baby. Grant her peace and comfort over there, and keep her just the same sweet smiling angel she always seemed to be, in that faded old sunbonnet she used to wear.
And that'll do it for segment one of Traditional Appalachian Music and Stories today. I want you to make sure that you tune in, I'll put it up on Facebook and let you know when I'm going to do segment two, because it's going to be quite exciting, I think. It's going to be a project from Glenn Campbell. Glenn Campbell had a bluegrass album, maybe more than one, but anyway, I was able to find one that I was able to get my hands on, and it's called the Big Bluegrass Special, and it's by Glenn Campbell and the Green River Boys. Big Bluegrass Special. So anyway, we look forward to that. Right now, we want to move on out of the way and let Mr. John Centel come on in with his Bluegrass Gospel Hour, and hope you enjoyed the program today.